Cue the nostalgia. Indoor roller skating could be coming to Cambridge. Summer Solstice Skating Company has plans to bring their indoor roller skating experience to Cambridge. While details are still being ironed out, co-founder Henry O'Brien says there was overwhelming support for the idea from the community through their online voting system. Further details are expected to be announced this week with a planned opening set for September. Further delays for Cambridge CTS means more will die, says top paramedic. Harm reduction advocates have been trying since 2018 to obtain the go-ahead to create a space where users can consume substances surrounded by people trained to prevent overdoses while at the same time providing wraparound supports including treatment and rehabilitation programs, food security and housing. A virtual public meeting hosted by the AIDS Committee of Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo and area will provide an update and a forum for community members to express concerns March 21. City initiates process to save former Preston Woolen Mill from development. In an expedited effort to protect the former Pattinson Woolen Mill from the wrecking ball, the City of Cambridge has initiated the process to designate the 1870s Preston Mill a culturally important heritage structure. The move came just days after Cambridge Today revealed the former mill at 498 Eagle Street N is up for sale with concept plans for a mixed-use residential development attached. 4 unaligned PD days could cost school boards over $365,000. As the Waterloo Region District School Board and Waterloo Catholic District School Board work to finalize their 2023-2024 school year calendar, 4 unaligned professional development days is estimated to come at a cost of $367,714. The WRDSB would be on the hook for $260,188, with the WCDSB taking on the remaining $107,526. The boards, which share a transportation service, absorb the annual losses in their operating budgets when they can't align their calendars. Cambridge Gymnastics Club appeals to the city in last effort to save the club. Jason McIntosh, KIPP's president, thinks the city has not been acting in good faith and accuses them of creating a ruse to kick out the Cambridge Gymnastics Club to make way for the expansion of the Preston Memorial Auditorium. We're going to be gone for a parking lot. How can the city justify effectively shutting down a 50-year-old club for a few parking spaces, said a fired-up McIntosh. Zellers announces opening date for Cambridge location. The classic Canadian retailer has announced the opening date for the Cambridge location, located in the Bay at the Cambridge Centre Mall. Gaslight District Public Square delayed, but wait will be worth it. The long-awaited public square at the Gaslight District in Galt aims to breathe new life into the community, but will be delayed a few months due to construction issues. Although the square won't be able to meet its original May 25 grand opening target, Carolina Soares, CEO of Gaslight Events, said the wait will be worth it.